What grade would you give your governor? Well, if you live in Iowa, Nebraska, West Virginia, Arkansas, South Dakota, or Montana, the Cato Institute gives your governor a grade of A. If you live in New York or Minnesota, paging Governor Tim Walz, unfortunately, your governor gets an F. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest today is Chris Edwards. He is the Kiltz Family Chair in Fiscal Studies at the Cato Institute. And once every other year, he publishes Cato's Governor Report Card, which has just come out this week for the year of 2024. And he joins us now on the show to run through the A's and the F's and everything in between. Chris, thanks for taking some time with us here.
Hey, thanks a lot, Eric.
Really glad to have you here. This is, as I said, a report that Cato puts out every 2 years, grading the governors of America A through F. This year, the highest rated governor is Kim Reynolds of Iowa. She gets a score of 81. That wasn't an A when I was in school, but I imagine you guys are grading on a curve here because we're talking about politicians. She's one of six governors that got A's in this year's report. What has Governor Reynolds done so well?
That's right. We score on taxes and spending. And, you know, the governors who increase taxes and spending a lot, they get low grades. The ones who cut taxes and spending a lot, they get the high grades. So Kim Reynolds of Iowa, been governor since 2017. She's been fantastic on spending. She's held the budget growth at 2% annual growth. And she's been a great tax reformer. She has chopped Iowa's income tax down from a 9% rate to a 3.8% rate over her years in office. So she's been a great reformer.
Yeah, that's obviously a huge cut from 9% down to 3%. At the other end of the report card, you've got somebody who's made quite a name in national politics this year, Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota. He scores actually even lower than Governor Kathy Hochul of New York. I didn't know it was possible to score below her, but Tim's managed to do it. Let's roll them together, if you don't mind, Chris. Tell me what has gone wrong in New York and Minnesota over the last few years.
Well, Tim Walz has been in office since 2019. He's been a big spender. So the big biennial budget that Minnesota passed last year and Walz signed into law hiked spending 36% over 2 years, an enormous increase. At the same time, he's been increasing taxes every year, vehicle taxes, taxes on business, taxes on high earners, and a big new 0.9% payroll tax on all people in Minnesota to fund a new paid leave program. In a time when most states have been cutting taxes, Walz has leaned heavy into the tax hikes.
And then what about Kathy Hochul in New York?
She is hiked a wage tax on workers in New York called the Transportation Mobility Tax that funds the transit system. That is a big hike. That's about $1 billion a year. She increased business taxes by about $1 billion a year. She hiked cigarette taxes, which is a tax on low-income consumers. There's a big new cap-and-trade program that's going to go in place next year in New York that's going to raise about $2 billion a year on energy. The problem here with some of these governors is that in a time when most states have surpluses, nonetheless, they're pushing for big tax increases.
Good on Gavin Newsom for getting a D on this report, I noticed. You know, that's probably about the highest grade he could fathom to get on a report card like this, but he's not in the F category.
That's right. Newsom has got an F in prior report cards, but he hasn't been too naughty in terms of tax hikes and spending increases in recent years. In fact, because the California economy has been stagnating and revenues have stagnated, he's been forced to actually restrain spending a little bit this year. States are required to balance their budgets every year, and so when revenues stagnate, like in California, they're forced to sort of control spending a little bit.
Yeah, they play some games with that, but they're at least kind of constrained in some way. We're talking with Chris Edwards. He's the chair of fiscal studies at the Cato Institute and the author of their biennial report on the governors of America, the report card on the governors of America, I should say. Chris, just about a minute left here. Look, you spend a lot of time poring over the records of all of these governors and looking at them. One of the big trends, it seems like, in this year's report card is a lot of talk, and obviously, you know, you guys always look at tax and spending issues, but a lot of talk in here about tax cuts. That's been a real trend in the states. Tell us a little bit about that if you can.
Well, half of all of the states have cut their top corporate or individual income tax rates over the last 4 years. It's the biggest wave of state tax rate cut in over a century that we've had state income taxes. That's the good news. The bad news is there's a parallel trend. Governors, both Republican and Democrat, are carving out more and more special interest tax loopholes in their codes, tax loopholes for Hollywood movie production, loopholes for solar and wind energy. This is a really bad trend that is making tax codes a lot more complicated.
Are the tax cuts a result of a lot of states were running surpluses during and after the pandemic, kind of unexpected surpluses in some cases? Is some of that filtering its way out in these tax cuts?
That's right. That is one of the causes of the big wave of tax cuts we're seeing. And most of the states were presented with surprisingly large surpluses in recent years. The conservative governor said, hey, we got to get that money out of the state capital. And they've tried to cut taxes. Democrats have generally used the money either for one-time temporary tax cuts or for spending increases.
Yeah, and I guess against that backdrop, you know, what's happened in Minnesota in particular with Tim Walz looks even worse when you've got surpluses everywhere else. And of course, you've got, as you pointed out, a lot of Republican governors that have gotten that money out of the state capitals. That's really important. Don't let the politicians spend more of it. We are unfortunately out of time for today. That is Chris Edwards from the Cato Institute. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And once again, that's Chris Edwards. He's the Kiltz Family Chair of Fiscal Studies at the Cato Institute. Check out their latest report card on the governors of America, the Fiscal Policy Report Card for America's Governors 2024. Find that at cato.org. Find everything that we're working on at Reason.com and for Reason Magazine. I'm Eric Boehm. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.